哎呀，瓦昆塔之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月13日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Srila Kavichandra Maharaj， 为我们继续讲述今天的盛典不加放歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana BalabhaDivarada Gopi Jana Balabha Divarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Nana Randa Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randa Yamuna Tira BanachYamuna Tira Vanachan Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana BalaGopi Jana Balabha Irvarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranja Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira VanachanNatira Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate VasudevayaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Bhagavad Gita Chapter 12, Text Number 15
佛家梵歌第十二章第十五章第十五世节
This chapter title is Bhakti Yoga
这章的题目是奉爱瑜伽奉爱瑜伽
Let's go over the words first, and then we'll read them. Yasmat. From whom?
从谁
Na, never.
Na, 永不
Udvijate, our
agitator. 被打扰
Loka, people.People.
人
Lokat from people.
Lokat, 从人
Na, never.
Na, 永不
Udvijate, is disturbed.
Udvijate, 不安
Cha, also.
Cha, 还有
Ya, anyone who.
Ya, 任何人
Harsha, from happiness.
Harsha, 由快乐
Amarsha, distress.
Amarsha, 痛苦
Baya, fear.
Baya, 恐惧
Udvega, and anxiety.
Udvega, 和焦虑
Mukta, free.
Mukta, 摆脱。
Ya, who?
Ya, 谁
Sa, anyone.
Sa, 任何人。
Sa, also.
Sa, 还有。
May, to me.
May, 对我。
Priya, very dear.
Priya, 很亲切。
Yasmin nodvijite loko, loka nodvijite chaya, arsha marsha vayodvegaya, mukto yatsa chame priya. Yasman nodvijite loko, loka nodvijite chaya, arsha marsha vayodvegaya, mukto yatsa chame priya.
Yasman no dvijate loko, lokan no dvijate chayaha, harsha marsha vayodvegar, mukto yaksa chame priyai.
Yasman nodvijite loko loka nodvijite chaya arsha marsha vayodvegaya mukto yatsa chame priya. Yasman nodvijite loko loka nodvijite chaya arsha marsha vayodvegaya mukto yatsa chame priya.Translation. He who by whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me.
译文，我极喜爱的奉献者，不把他人置于困境，不被任何人所打扰，令人快乐。在令人快乐、痛苦、恐惧和焦虑的情况下，始终平静。
Report. Yao Tzu. A few of a devotee's qualifications are further described. No one is put into difficulty, anxiety, fearfulness, or dissatisfaction by such a devotee. Such a devotee is kind to everyone. He does not act in such a way as to put others into anxiety. At the same time, if others try to put a devotee into anxiety, he is not disturbed. It is by the grace of the Lord that he is so practiced.That he's not disturbed by any outward disturbance. Actually, because a devotee is always engrossed in Krishna consciousness and engaged in, in devotional service, such material circumstances cannot move him. You can read that much?
Yes, 药师。这里进一步描述了奉献者的一些品质。这样的一位奉献者不会把任何生物体置于困难、焦虑、恐惧和不满中。由于奉献者善待众生，他不做让其他生物体感到焦虑的事。同时，如果其他人试图让奉献者焦虑，奉献者是不会受到打扰的。至尊主的恩典使他变得如此的有经验，以至于不受外界的干扰。事实上，因为奉献者一直全神贯注于在 Krishna 的知觉里，做奉爱服务，所以这种物质情况根本就影响不了他。
Generally, a materialistic person becomes very happy when there is something for his sense gratification and his body, but when he sees that others have something for their sense gratification and he hasn't, he is sorry and envious. When he is expecting some retaliation from an enemy,He is in a state of fear, and when he cannot successfully execute something, he becomes dejected. The devotee who is always transcendental to all these disturbances is very dear to Krishna.
物质主义者通常在拥有某些可供自己满足感官享乐和躯体的事物时，就会十分的快乐。在看到他人 有可供他们进行感官享乐的事物而自己没有时，就会感到难过和嫉妒。在认为他的一个仇敌要报复时，就会感到恐惧。在做不成某些事情时，就会变得沮丧。Krishna 非常喜欢始终超越这一切干扰的奉献者。Maharaj.
Om Gana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksu Umilitanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadanti Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Ravinatandikam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tarane Panchakalpa Tiruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namne Namo Varshavanavi Devi Daitaya Pipabdaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Namo Varshavanavi Devi Daitaya Pipabdaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Namaste Gauravani Srimurtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Viruda Apasiddhanta Dvantaharane Namo Gaur Kishoraya Satchit Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchit Ananda Namane Gaura Karuna Shakti Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhave Bhume Swam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Tushe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Mami Bhakti Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Gata Mostute Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki So Srila Prabhupada was a perfect example of what we're hearing here about a devotee.
我们在这儿聆听的是关于奉献者的品质。那么 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就是一位完美的榜样。
He always saw Krishna was in control. So in spite of having so many ups and downs, his early life was very nice. Of course, there was a lot of trouble in India. There was a war. There was, you know, the partition, all these things.
Now, Srila Prabhupada, 他永远都看到是 Krishna 他在控制着一切。那么虽然说他在生活中有各种各样的跌宕起伏，比如说在印度的生活也是非常的艰难的。 比如说呢，有各种各样的艰难，然后呢，有就是战争啊什么的，但是呢，他的生活始终都处在一个很平静的状态。
But when he started to preach, then so many things were happening.
但是呢，当他开始一传教开始呢，就发生了很多事情。
First, his wife and children, they didn't like his preaching so much.
首先呢，他的妻子和他的孩子们不喜欢他的传教的活动。
His business started out very big and was predicted he'd be very, very rich.
而且呢，他的生意也做得很大，而且呢，他也被预言说呢，他将会成为一个很有钱的人，很富有的人。
But the business fell apart, many things happened.
但是呢，这个生意呢变得每况愈下，而且很多事情也都发生了。
But whatever it was, he just took it as Krishna's arrangement and just kept going.
但是无论发生了什么事情，他都。Sorry, Marge, the voice is broken. I didn't hear the last part.
He kept moving towards the goal to preach in America. Oh, no wonder.
Okay. 但是呢，但是呢，他始终都就是坚定不移的做着同样的一件事情，就无论发生了什么，他都始终在接着在举行传教，在达到他的目标，最后就来到了美国。
So.Then when he left home and you know, nobody, his godbrothers were not trying to help him at all. So anyway, he finally got to America.
但是呢，然后呢，后来他就离开了家，可是呢，他的神兄弟们都不帮他，但是无论如何呢，最后他还是来到了美国。
He was talking to one of his friends in Agra, I think.
他和 Agra 的一位朋友在讲述。
And this man was crying that his son had gone to America and he'd married an American girl. And, you know, the Indian people think that's no good because their idea of Americans are all... they had no idea. They thought they were all like atheists.
那当时呢，就是舒拉帕帕在和阿格尔的一个朋友在聊天，他的这个朋友呢在跟他哭诉，就说呢他的儿子去了美国，而且呢还娶了一个美国姑娘为妻。那这对于印度人来说呢是很恐怖的，因为他们不喜欢美国人，因为他们觉得所有的美国人都是无神论者。
The prophet got all excited and said, "You know, can you ask them to sponsor me so I can get a visa for America?"
然后，但是舒拉帕帕一听到这消息之后呢，立刻感到很兴奋。那他就问他的朋友：“你有没有可能让你的儿子他们来给我做一下这个就是来 sponsor， 就是支持我去到美国
？”Very. They had sponsored many people, but nobody ever came to America. So they just sent a letter to sponsor Prabhupada.
就是这对夫妻呢，他们其实就试图赞助很多人去美国，但是从来没有人去过。所以呢，他们就给舒拉帕帕写了一封赞助信。
And Prabhupada went. Surprise.
然后舒拉帕帕就真的就去了。
So this man, his name was Gopal Agarwal, and he lived in a very small town.
就是这个印度人的名字呢叫 Gopal Agarwal， 那他是住在美国的一个很小的城镇里。
And somehow or other, Prabhupada got there, you know.From the ship, long ride in the ship, and then many, many things.
那舒拉帕帕呢？反正是。
He was staying in their house. They're very.
圣帕帕呢是经过千辛万苦呢，是终于来到了他们的所居住的这个小城镇里面，经过了长途跋涉的航海的旅程，然后呢来到了他们这儿，然后就居住在他们的家里面。
So they were eating meat, and Prabhupada was sleeping, and they didn't have an extra bedroom. He was just sleeping on the couch, we call it in America.
他们这一家子是吃肉的，而且呢，他们也没有多的卧室，所以呢，舒拉帕帕就住在客厅里面的沙发上。
But this Manaji, she's very, very nice, and she liked Prabhupada very much. At first, she was really worried, you know, she didn't know what was going to happen.
但是这一家的女主人呢，是很善良的一位女主人，而且呢，她也很喜欢舒尔帕巴的。所以在最开始的时候呢，她就很担心，她不知道怎么招待舒尔帕巴的。
But she said that, Prabhupada told her,If there's any inconvenience, you just tell me, I can leave, I can go somewhere else. He was never worried to find a place to stay.
那舒拉帕帕就对这个姑娘说呢，如果要是给你造成了任何打扰或者不方便的话呢，你一定要跟我直说，这样呢，我就搬出去了。然后舒拉帕帕他自己也从来不认为，找地方住是一件难事。
And she said no, she said that,Never was there a time when they felt like Prabhupada was inconveniencing them. And Prabhupada said the same thing. They never inconvenienced him. Even though they had meat in their refrigerator, he was keeping his vegetables there.
这位姑娘她就说呢，就这个女主人她就说呢，她说他们从来就没有觉得舒拉帕帕在他们家住的时候呢，对他们是打扰，是不方便的。那么舒尔帕帕也说了同样的话，他说呢，他从来就没有觉得他们对他的生活是一个不方便的，是打扰的。虽然说在冰箱里面，他们是放着肉在冰箱里，而他的蔬菜呢，也就放在这肉的旁边。
And Prabhupada, he had his famous cooker, you know, and he would cook for them, and they liked his cooking very much.
舒尔帕帕呢有他自己带着的做饭的那个器皿，然后舒尔帕帕呢就会为他们做饭，那他们也很喜欢吃舒尔帕帕做的饭。
And they had a young daughter, and the girl called Prabhupada Swami Jesus.
他们家有一个小女儿，这小女儿呢就称呼舒尔帕帕为 Swami Jesus。Swami Jesus 就是 Swami 耶稣基督。
So Prabhupada, Mr. Agarwal, an Indian man, he was a teacher in the university. Prabhupada gave some talks, and you know it got in the newspaper. Small man with a big idea, you know, because Prabhupada explained about Krishna and how he wanted to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
因为 Gopal Agarwal Prabhu 呢，就是这家的男主人，是大学的教授，在大学里面教书，所以呢，他就请舒尔帕帕在他所在的大学里面去讲了课，然后在报纸上就出了这样一个新闻，就是一个小个子的男子，但是有非常宏大的想法，因为舒尔帕帕在讲课的时候呢，他讲的这些理论都是很宏大的。
So anyway, and then Prabhupada, you know, he wanted to go to New York where the real action was. And when he went to New York, it was the same way. He didn't know anybody. One Indian man gave him a very tiny room to stay in, with no windows.
然后舒尔帕帕呢，他也想有一些行动，所以呢，他就想要去到纽约。但是在纽约呢，他依然是举目无亲。然后在纽约的一位印度人呢，就给他提供了一个很小的房间，让他住在里面。
But he would go to this Dr. Mishra's house, and he would cook for him also, and he liked his cooking very much. They were friends,
but the Indian man, right?
They were friends, but Philosophically, they did not agree at all.
Yeah, yeah. That Indian man, right, who provided the room for him.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Mishra.
Dr. Mishra, 那然后呢，就是给他提供房子的这位 Dr. Mishra， 也就是这位印度人呢，舒尔帕帕也会到他们家里面去，然后为他做饭，然后他也很喜欢吃舒尔帕帕做的饭。那他们是朋友，但是他们两人之间所持的理论、所持的这种政见是不一样的。
He was a yoga teacher also, and he had many students.
Dr. Mishra, 他也是一位瑜伽老师，所以呢，他有很多学生。
But he was Mayavadi.
但是他是一位 Mayavadi 假象宗人士。
So he asked Prabhupada to speak one time.
那有一次呢，他就邀请舒尔帕帕讲课。
And Prabhupada spoke very strongly about Purism, how we're eternal persons, and you know, quoting Bhagavad Gita.
那么当时舒尔帕帕的言辞是非常的犀利的，然后他就抨击了这非人格的这种作风。他说呢，我们是永恒的人，而且呢，他也引述了圣典不加梵歌中的话。
So he said, Swami, better you don't talk, you know, you can just sing. Because everybody liked Prabhupada's kirtan.
然后Dr. Mishra 就对舒尔帕帕说呢，说 Swami, 您最好呢就别说了，您还是唱吧，因为所有的人都特别喜欢听您的 kirtan, 所有人都非常喜欢听舒尔帕帕的 kirtan.
And Prabhupada just tolerated, did never complain.
那舒尔帕帕也忍了，他从来都没有抱怨。
But sometimes a student would come to him later to talk, and he would preach to them, and he got a few people to help him a little bit.
但有的时候呢，在 Kirtan 之后呢，有些学生就会来找他，和他聊天，和他交谈，然后呢，他也呢就会向他们来进行。传教，然后他就有了几个人愿意帮助他。
So it says here, no one is put into difficulty or anxiety by a devotee. Of course, there are exceptions to that. Some demons, they just don't like if you're chanting Hare Krishna. They'll be very angry. They'll be very upset. That's not because of our behavior. That's not because we did something, you know, we insulted them or we, you know, argued with them. It's just that they don't like Krishna. So that's different.
在这个世界里面呢，讲到了奉献者永远都不会置人于困境，也不会对人造成打扰。但是呢，有的时候也会有一些特例，就是有一些具有恶魔心态的人，因为他们是不喜欢，Kirtan 或者是不喜欢任何这个跟 Krishna 相关的这些信息的，所以说呢，当他们听到这样的消息的时候呢，他们就会感到很愤怒，他们也会就觉得是被搅扰了。但是这样的这种状态是由于他们的原因，而并不是由于奉献者的行为举止而造成的。
And the devotee should not be upset by other people or anything in the material world because.Everything is crazy in the material.
但是奉献者呢也，但是奉献者呢也不应该由于在这个奉献由于在这个物质世界里面的任何事情而感到气恼或被打扰，因为呢，在这个物质世界里面的所有的一切都是非常的疯狂的，所以不用去理会。
There's always people that are atheists. There's always.You know, bad weather, there's so many things wrong. But devotee just carries on no matter what. Equal in happiness and distress.
因为呢，总是会遇到不好的人，然后呢，总是会遇到坏的天气。但是无论是发生什么情况，这位奉献者他只是继续前行，继续的去做自己的事情就好了。
The devotee, you know, will, that means he just continue his devotional activities. Sometimes if someone's very disturbed, we just go somewhere else to chant.
那也就意味着这个奉献者他就恒常不顿的在进行他的奉爱服务就好了，他的奉爱活动就好了。那可能有的时候呢，会遇到一个很搅扰人心的人，那我们就去到另外一个地方去念诵就好了。
We don't want to preach to the faithless and disturb them.
那我们不想向那些没有信念的人去传教，不要去打扰他们。
So like some temples, if they have a lot of neighbors, they have to have their Mangal Arati with no instrument, not even one kartal. Be very, very quiet.
那比如说有一些社区里面在进行这个Mangal Arati的时候呢，因为不能够搅扰到旁边的这个邻居。 所以说呢，就要非常的轻声的进行Mangal Arati，甚至连挠脖都不要用。
So the reason that a devotee can be not disturbed, like all yogis and meditators, they talk about this, but they can't really achieve it if they don't understand the super soul and Krishna, and that there's some higher force at work and there's karma and everything.
那么作为一个奉献者，他之所以能够不被打扰的原因呢，是由于他知道有超灵的存在，有更高的力量的存在，还有业报的存在。但是呢，比如说像一些瑜伽师，或者是一些冥想者，他们可以对于这个理论去进行讲述，但是呢，他没有办法去真正的做到的原因，他是不知道有这些的存在的。
So here in the purport, it's a very simple thing we all know. A materialistic person becomes very happy when he gets something to satisfy his senses.
然后在药指里面呢，舍尔帕帕他就非常的清晰的讲到，他说呢，就是有一些物质主义者，当他得到了一些能够去愉悦他感官的东西的时候呢，他就会变得很快乐。
That could be he gets money, or he gets somebody praises him, or you know, he gets what he wants. I'm very happy.
那也就是说呢，他可能是赚到了一笔钱，或者是听到了别人对他的称赞，也就是他得到了一些他想要的东西，然后他就变得很开心。
And when he sees others have what he wants, then he becomes envious and unhappy.
但是他当看到别的人 得到了他想要的东西的时候呢，他就会觉得不开心，而且呢，他也就会觉得很嫉妒。So
this is, you know, we have to watch that. That's why Krishna is saying over and over again, equal in happiness and distress, equal in honor and dishonor, equal in success and failure, because all these things come and go constantly.
对，这个也就是为什么我们要恒常不断的去注意的很重要的点，因为说Sri Krishna他也在不断的提到，我们要在冷热呀，还有快乐和痛苦呀，就是各方面这种二元性的这种状态下的时候呢，要保持一种很平衡的心态，因为所有的这些事情呢，都是时来时去的。So
another thing is just to know that whatever it is, condition in the material world is always going to change, sometimes very quickly, sometimes slowly, but it's always changing.
所以呢，我们要知道的就是在这受条件限制的这个世界里面，所有的这一切都是在不断的变化的。有些事情的变化呢，可能很快就变了，但有些变化呢，要隔上一段时间才能会发生变化。
And when we're expecting, you know, some enemy to do something, then we're in anxiety, fearful.
那么当我们可能预期到有一些敌人会做一些事情的时候，这会儿我们就会处在焦虑之中，我们会处于恐惧的心理。
And if we try to do something and it seems like it's not successful, then we become unhappy, depressed. So many people are depressed nowadays.
然后我们努力着要做一些事情，但是又没有办法取得成功的时候呢，我们就会感到很沮丧，有很多人都处在很沮丧的状态。
I don't know in China, but in European America, this disease, mental disease of depression, it's just so common now. So many people are suffering. And they just feel so unhappy because they think,I'm a failure, I'm no good, nobody likes me, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too ugly, I'm too poor.
那我不知道在中国的情况啊，但是现在美国和在欧洲呢，有一种非常的流行的病症，就是忧郁症。那很多人呢，都是处在极度的忧郁的状态，因为他就会觉得，我不好，然后呢，我太胖，或者我太瘦，没有人喜欢我。我没钱，我太穷，就总是会处在这样的状态下。
Do they have that problem in China? People are
very
feeling
big.
Depressed.
Very big. Very big.
I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because it can be over really stupid things nowadays. Like things that we would think, how can somebody worry about that?
那马尔就问咱们中国的这个忧郁症的状况怎么样？我说这中国忧郁症的状况也很严重。那马尔就说呢，他说有些时候人们就为一些很不值得让人着急焦虑的事情而着急着，可能我们就觉得他为这个就是着急焦虑这个事情是很蠢的事儿。
Be over just people just feeling bad because they don't have the.Far out designer clothes, you know.
那有些人呢，他会觉得很沮丧的原因呢，是因为他没有一个，就他没办法有这件很时髦的衣服。
So it's all the work of Kali Yuga, and this work about, you know, that everything just depends on your how much money you have, or what good scores you get, or something.How beautiful you are.
这一切呢都是由于这卡利年代所导致的。因为这卡利年代去判断人们呢就要看你有多少钱呢、啊、你得了多高的分啊或者是你长得有多漂亮啊。
But the next one is, you know, we try to do something and it seemingly doesn't succeed. Then we feel bad. Oh, I'm fool, I'm wrong.
然后呢但是当我们努力的要去做一件什么事儿的时候可是我们又没有办法去达成我们的成功的时候呢这会儿我们就会觉得这感觉太难受了我就会觉得我太糟糕了我做错事情了。
If we can somehow, you know, keep in mind that Krishna appreciates the effort we make, then, you know, we can just carry on anyway. Like Prabhupada,It seemed like failure for so many years when he was trying to preach.
但是如果我们要是在心里面一直都在想着 Sri Krishna, 他是会很感激或者他会看到我们一直在努力的这种状态的时候呢，那我们就能够接着往前行了。那么就像说了 Prabhupada, 其实在早期的时候他是有很多的跌宕起伏的。而且呢他看起来有好长一段时间在传教上都是没有任何的进展的。
So, like the whole time he was in India, he got one disciple.
而且他在印度的那段时间呢他只有一个门徒。
He never had money.
从来就没有钱。
He was printing his books like little by little, you know.
他是一点一点的攒钱来印刷他的书籍的。
Although after some people saw the Bhagavatam, he got some bigger donations for printing.
虽然说当有某人看到他， 虽然说有人看到他的圣殿国家晚餐之后呢，就给了他一笔钱，让他来进行印书，但是总体来说呢，他是没有钱的。
In his first year in America, he was just kind of getting bounced around, you know, never even had a place to stay for very long.
而且呢，在他在美国的第一年也是四处碰壁，他也没有任何地方居住。
So, yeah. So anyway, but Prabhupada never. He was always blissful because he was trying to serve his spiritual master. So he just kept.Carrying on, kept preaching, chanting, talking to whoever would talk to him. And all of a sudden, he got some followers, and within a few years, he had temples all over the world.
但是舍勒帕帕呢，他总是处于很极乐的状态，因为他总是在努力地服务着他的灵性导师。无论怎样，他都继续从事他的活动，他在不断地念诵，然后不断地去宣讲，去讲说。然后终于他就有一些追随者了，然后突然之间就有很多人追随着他，然后在没有几年的功夫，他就在全世界都建起了庙宇。
So anyway, a devotee is always transcendental to these circumstances. It's very dear to Krishna.Krishna likes that.
所以说呢，奉献者他总是超越于所有的这些状况的。那么Krishna 也是喜欢他的奉献者这样做的。
So if we can somehow or other, you know, when things going wrong or so-called wrong, there's problems. If we can just think, you know, what would Krishna want me to do, and we can remember this Bhagavad Gita.Then we can act nicely so that we don't get disturbed and we don't disturb others.
所以说呢，就是当事情不尽人意的时候，如果我们要是能够想起 Krishna 想让我们做什么，能够想起 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里的话的话，那我们就能够继续的去做我们要做的事情，我们就可以继续坚持着，而且呢，我们也不会被别人所打扰，我们也不会去打扰别人。
And that's a very good reason also to read the Prabhupada Lilamrita or any of the books about Prabhupada because we see this perfect example of living the Bhagavad Gita.
而且这也是为什么我们要去阅读舍勒帕帕的 Lilamrita, 舍勒帕帕传以及我们要阅读舍勒帕帕所著的所有的这些书籍。因为呢我们在这里面就能够看到舍勒帕帕是我们活生生的例子。
So like this thing about if we cannot successfully execute something, you know, we should just try again. Maybe try in a different way, try a different thing.
所以如果我们要是不能够成功的完成某件事情的话，那我们要做的事情就是再试一次，然后以不同的方式再试一次。
Even the materialists, you know, like coaches and all these people, they say it's not how many times you fall down, that's not how many times you fail, it's how many times you get up.
那就比如说像这些物质生活中的教练呢、培训员呢，他们也会说，我们失败了多少次并不重要，重要的是我们能够。有多少次能够从失败中爬起来？
Like there's so many famous, I don't know, there must be many stories. Well, like Jack Ma in China, you know, his life, he never succeeded at anything until all of a sudden he just got that Alibaba going.
Oh. 那我不知道，就是在中国其实也有很多这样的例子，比如说像马云。那马云当他在创建阿里巴巴的时候，其实也是四处碰壁，遇到了很多的困难的。但是呢， 终于阿里巴巴就这样就崛起了。
Unless that's not a true story, they just made it up, you know, to inspire people.
但是也有人说呢，这根本就不是一个真实的事情，只不过大家编出来了，为了要鼓励大家而已。
He came to get a job at KFC.
有人说呢，马云在刚开始的时候连肯德基的工作都找不到。
But that's because his karma had some other ideas for him.
那就是由于是他的业报的原因，因为有一些其他的事情需要他去完成。
Sometimes a lot of devotees, you know, we didn't have a lot of great success in the material world, but that helped us to take to Krishna consciousness.
那在奉献者中呢，其实有很少的奉献者在物质上取得很大的成功，原因就是由于奉献者他需要把自己的精力更多的用在 Krishna 知觉上。
So we're trying to preach, so there's so much opposition because it's Kali Yuga, it's Maya's kingdom, so people are against devotees.
那我们在这个卡利年代想要传教，并不是一件容易的事情，因为卡利年代呢，它是 Maya 的王国，所以呢，是有很多人会反对的。
We have trouble even with other devotees sometimes. They disagree about, you know, what we should be doing or how to do it.
那有的时候呢，当我们应该做什么以及如何怎么做这个事情的时候呢，也会遇到和奉献者之间的矛盾。
Prabhupada had trouble. His godbrothers, they didn't encourage him at all about.Going to America, one godbrother did. Most of them.
那舍尔帕帕的和他的神兄弟之间呢，也是有很多问题的。那他的神兄弟一点都不支持他去美国，除了有一个神兄弟。
But he just did it by himself.
但是舍尔帕帕他就自己一个人这样做了，做到了。
Because he was trying to please his guru. Krishna liked it, and now we have, you know, these millions of books all over the world, almost half a billion temples and devotees in every country.
因为 Sri Rupa 呢，他无论在做什么，他都是想要取悦他的 Guru Maharaj。那 Krishna 是很喜欢他这么做的，所以说为什么现在我们在全世界范围内都有奉献者，而且呢有成百万的书籍，舍尔帕帕的书籍在世界范围内传播，而且还到处都是他的庙。
Even devotees get depression because even devotees suffer from depression sometimes because of our previous conditioning and previous bad experiences in life.
那即便是奉献者也会受到忧郁症的抑郁症的困扰的原因是由于我们在之前的生活中受条件限制的一些状态而导致的。
So we have to be careful to encourage everybody and love everybody.
所以说呢，当我们在鼓励别人在爱别人的时候呢，我们一定要非很小心。
So just about depression is the word qiao, qiao, is that right?
焦虑症，忧郁症。
How do you say it?
忧郁症，忧郁。
Yeah, there are different kinds of depression. Depression can just be a hole in the ground, you know?
就这个忧郁症，就 depression 这个词，它可能是有忧郁症意思，有焦虑症的意思。
Yeah, qing shu.
I don't know, Maharaj.
I don't know either, because the way they write it, and I don't know if it's pingyu or what. All right, so anyway, we should be pray to Krishna. We can remember.That Krishna is the supreme controller, no matter what happens. And pray that we can act in a way to please Krishna no matter what happens.
那无论如何呢，无论任何事情发生呢，我们都应该学着向 Krishna 祈祷，因为 Krishna 他是至尊的控制者，祈祷着 Krishna 能够帮助我们。
Okay, so let's see if we have any commentary today.
Yeah, 我们来看看有没有任何的对今天的这节讲课的评述。Yes, Marge, now I see two things from Rajendra Prabhu. The first one is, 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译和主持。有时听到这样的请求，先学会做人，再做奉献者。那么问题就是，我们是先培养 Krishna 描述的这些品质，后成为奉献者，还是先成为奉献者，后培养这些品质呢？换言之，是先学会做人，还是先学会成为奉献者呢？Marge, thank you very much. Sometimes we heard this type of petition like that. We need to learn how to become a human. Then we learn how to become a devotee. So the question is that, what shall we do first? Do we cultivate the qualities what described by Krishna in this verse first?And then become a devotee, or we become a devotee first, then we started to cultivate these qualities. In another word, do we become a human first, or we become a devotee first?
Both.
我们要一块儿。
As human life begins, Atato Brahmagyagasa, when someone's inquiring, you know, what is the meaning of life? What am I doing here? Why do I have to die? Where will I go after death?
当一个人他在开始询问着，我在这儿是做什么？我的这个生命的目的是为什么？等我死了以后又会发生什么？那么当一个人他在开始询问这样的问题的时候，他的这个人类的生活才开始。
But you know, a real human being is almost a devotee. Standard, according to Bhagavatam.
所以呢，根据圣典薄伽瓦坛里的说法，就是一个人，就是一个人，他的生命其实就已经意味着他是一位奉献者了。
So that idea came like Ravindra Sarup Prabhu made like a joke that in ISKCON, first we become a pure devotee, then we become a human being. The devotees think I'm a pure devotee, I'm very advanced, but they don't act, you know, very nicely. So they're not really pure devotees yet. But because we're practicing, you know, we are devotees.We have to develop good human qualities of kindness and compassion, tolerance, love for everyone.
But in the beginning you said that the joke said that if we become the pure devotee first and then started, I mean, in the beginning you say something I didn't catch for that joke from the Swarup Prabhu.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
What I'm saying about you said that for that Swarup Prabhu said a joke, something about if we become a pure devotee.
It was like a joke. His observation that in ISKCON, we become a pure devotee, then we become a human being. You know, because devotees were living like animals, more or less, many eating meat.All kinds of sinful activities. All of a sudden, they become pure devotees. But they still act, you know, not so nice. Because they don't know how to act nicely, but they think I'm a pure devotee. That's the idea. Not that you really become a pure devotee. I think they do.
就是有一位这个 Swarup Prabhu 他曾经他就是半开玩笑的这样说。他说呢， 就是我们有这个奉献者觉得自己已经成为了纯粹的奉献者，但事实上呢其实并不是这样的。因为当我们之前还在吃肉，但是现在呢就还在有些这样的行动，但是当没有这些行动之后呢，就觉得自己实际上是纯粹的奉献者了，但其实并不是，我们只不过呢是在休息中的奉献者。那么因为我们在这个习练成为奉献者的时候呢，我们就应该去培养在这个说法这个世界里面所提出的各种各样的这种品质。
So there's different kinds of devotees. At one time, Lord Chaitanya, when someone asked him what is a Vaishnava, he said, anyone who has chanted Hare Krishna even once is a devotee. So that's one type of devotee. So, you know, to be a devotee, you don't have to do, you know, you don't have to say, you can't become a devotee until you develop perfect behavior of human society. No. But to become a pure devotee,automatically we develop proper qualities by practicing Krishna consciousness.
那么在这个奉献者里面呢也分为各种各样的种类的。那是有一次有一位奉献者就问 Shraprapat, 什么样的人是奉献者，那么 Shraprapat, 问这个 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 然后 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说呢，人如果只是唱诵了一遍圣名他就已经是奉献者了。所以说呢我们不应该说就我因为还没有有这些品质所以说呢我就不能够成为奉献者，并不是这样的，就任何一个人他都可以成为奉献者，但是呢当一个人他成为了纯粹的奉献者的时候，他其实自然的就培养出了所有的这些品质。
All right, that's a tricky question.
Rajendra Prabhu 问了一个
Anyone can become a devotee.We preach to everyone. So even Magari the hunter became a devotee. Jagai and Madai became devotees.
刚才马尔说呢，阮正法部问了一个挺狡猾的问题。那么就是说，我们其实可以向任何一个人去传教，任何一个人都可以成为奉献者。比如说像加盖和马代也都可以成为奉献者。
But when they became devotees, they also, you know, became very nice.Well-behaved human beings.
但是呢，当他们成为了一名奉献者之后呢，他也就成为了一个彬彬有礼的人。
All right.
Yeah. Then the next part, Marge when Rajendra Prabhu asked.Krishna 描述的这些优秀的品质需要刻意的培养还是通过奉爱服务就自动拥有。 So for this extraordinary qualities described by Lord Krishna, they need to be, you know, consciously cultivated or those qualities can be obtained.
No, I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me now?
Haribo, your sound just went off completely.
What about now, Maharaj? Haribo? Sadi Maharaj, can you hear me talking? Maharaj said he can't hear me talking. Sadi Maharaj, can you hear me? I'm here, no problem. Haribo? Yes, but Maharaj said he can't hear me. Maharaj, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay.Okay, then the next part of Rajendra Prabhu's question is that for these qualities described by Lord Krishna, do we need to cultivate them on purpose? Or as long as we are rendering the devotional service, we just can automatically obtain those qualities?
Again?
Rajendra Prabhu asked, for these qualities described by Lord Krishna, do we need to cultivate them on purposely, or we just can obtain them automatically from rendering the devotional service?
Both.
这两者都是。
If we're really practicing devotional service, doing everything, those qualities are already included. But because of our past conditioning, you know, we tend to sometimes want to act in different ways due to passion and ignorance. So we have to cultivate knowing what good behavior is and try to act that way.
就如果我们要是真的非常认真的去习练 Krishna 知觉的话呢，那所有的这些品质其实也就真正的就自动的涵盖在里面了。但是由于我们之前过往的这个条件的限制，使得我们可能会在激情属性以及欲味属性的这种影响下去活动，那所以说就不会是这样。所以我们必须要了解如何在恰当的这种心态下去活动才行。
Because sometimes devotees, at least in America, I saw this in the early days, you know, they're working hard, they're working for Krishna, but sometimes they treat other devotees not nicely, but they think, get out of my way, I'm serving Krishna, I'm a devotee, I don't have to act nice, I can insult others. So we have to be careful, we have to develop, you know, practice, you know, act nice.And then we will act nice if we're practicing bhakti yoga, yashyakti bhaktir bhagavat kikinchana. Then automatically the good qualities of the demigods will develop if we're practicing properly.
至少在美国的早期呢，我见到过这样的现象，就是有一些这个奉献者，他们因着要为 Krishna 服务的这个借口。然后呢，他们就会很粗鲁地对待其他的奉献者。他觉得反正我在服务 Krishna， 所以我不需要善待其他的人，而且他会觉得别的人在挡着他，不让他服务 Krishna。所以说呢，我们要很好地去了解我们应该以什么样的这种恰当的这种行为去行为举止才可以。但是当我们真正的在修习 Bhakti 瑜伽的时候，那其实我们的行为举止也会得到修正，我们就会很善意的去行为了。
Because devotional service means, you know, being respectful to others, being kind, being compassionate. Those are all important things, but we're not conditioned to that so much, so we have to, you know, practice.You know, that's why we want to study the lives of the great acharyas and try to act the way they acted.
因为奉爱瑜伽的意思呢，其实也就是要善待别人，要对别人有怜悯之心，要尊重其他的人。但是就是由于我们受条件的这种状态，使得我们没有办法只做到这一点。那也就为什么我们要好好的去遵循伟大的 acharya 们的这个榜样，然后呢，要像他们那样去活动。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question from Lalita Manaji. 感恩 Guru 的精彩讲课。Bhishma 老祖父被列为十二位伟大的奉献权威之一，请问他向至尊主供奉了什么？他的生命吗？他是怎么被列为十二大奉爱权威之一的？十二大奉爱权威是在哪个年代由谁来评选出来的？感恩您的答疑。Maharaj, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. My question is that Bhishma Dev is listed as one of the 12 Mahajans. So my question is that what kind of offer?He offered to the Lord, and also that did he offer his life to the Supreme Lord, and also what to make him to be one of the 12 Mahajans, and the 12 Mahajans are from which age, and who nominated them? Thank you very much.
I don't know if there's any specific thing that Bhishma Dev did.
我不知道 Bhishma Dev 他做了什么特别的事情。
But he was You know, he was totally devoted to Krishna.
但是呢，他是完全的对于 Krishna 有奉爱之心的。
During his life, he wasn't like just preaching all the time.
He wasn't, right? He wasn't like preaching all the time.
No, he was doing his work as a, you know, as a Kshatriya.
那作为他的一生呢，他并不是一直在传教，因为他是一位刹帝利，他就是在履行他刹帝利的职责。
But at the end of his life, he was totally devoted to Krishna. That was his real consciousness.
但是在他生命之末的时候呢，他是完全的奉献于 Krishna 的。那会儿他所具备的完全的知觉都是在 Krishna 的身上。
So, and his teachings that he gave at the end of his life, you know, are inspiration for everyone.Is a major part of the Srimad of the Mahabharata.
然后呢，在他生命之末的时候呢，他为世人所做出的这个教导，对这个世人的这个激励，应该是 Mahabharata 里面的很重要的一部分，最重要的一部分，主要的一部分。
I don't know who appointed these.You know, Krishna is behind everything. So I don't know if there's a committee that appointed the Mahajanas or it's, you know, just somehow or other, you know, because of their qualifications, they get listed by somebody. But those are the main, but then anyone who's following them is also a Mahajana.
我不知道是不是真的就是有这么一个大会的举行，然后有一些委员这个在选举这些 Mahajan 把这十二位 Mahajan 给选了出来，但是呢，所有的一切呢都是由 Krishna 的安排，还有呢，就是追随这些 Mahajan 的人也都是 Mahajan。
Okay.
Yeah. The next one is from Hua Huan Mataji.She is giving the comments. She said that 这节课讲到我心里去了。She said that Maharaj, you talk into my heart. This lecture talk into my heart. Thank you. The next question from Dan.
I hope it was good for your heart. Hope it was beneficial.
Maharaj 说呢，谢谢您，然后希望呢这节课对您是有益的。然后是淡然一笑 Maharaj 的问题。如果奉献者得了忧郁症，如何治疗 ？Well, if the devotee suffer from the depression, how to get treated?
Well, sometimes it requires professional help.
那有的时候呢，是需要得到医治的。
There's basic things, they always need help because it's good to get up early in the morning, see the sunrise, get out of the city, get into nature. But generally, they like to hide in their room and they get more depressed. Also, to eat properly, eat food in the mode of goodness, you know, kirtan, of course, you know, everything.But still, in some cases it gets very bad and devotees are not qualified. They need professional help. Sometimes they need medication even.
就是这个有一些这个原则上的事情是可以做的，因为得了忧郁症的人呢，他总是想要把自己关在房间里面，所以呢，他们是需要早起，然后呢，需要能够看到日出。然后最好呢是能够到自然中去，就是去到这个大自然中去和自然多接触，然后呢也需要聆听 kirtan。但是有的时候他的这种状况呢就超越了奉献者能够帮助他的范围，所以呢他实际上是需要去受到大夫的治疗的，可能也需要吃一些药才能够解决。So the next question.
Yeah.
The next question from Dowji Mataji, 顶拜故事的莲花族 Krishna 为什么不给奉献者提供丰富的物质条件、便于奉献者传教呢、This devotee asked the, firstly, very humble obeisances to your lotus feet, and she's asking why Lord Krishna not providing the opulent、facilities for the devotees, because those kind of opulence can help devotee to preach.
He does. It depends on the devotee.
那么根据奉献者 Krishna 他是会提供
Because the example of Prabhupada you know, working so hard and struggling is very inspirational but then he got so much opulence but he never just like took advantage of the opulence you know he just lived the same way no matter what
比如说像 Srila Prabhupada 他开始呢他实际上是这个经历了很多的艰难的但是后来呢他得到了很多的富裕的条件但是呢 Srila Prabhupada 他从来就不会由于这有这些富裕的条件而让他的生活有发生任何的改变所以呢他无论是处在怎样的状况下他都是始终如一的去生活的去做他应该做的事情
So, sometimes devotees get opulence and they get bewildered by it and they fall down.
因为有的时候奉献者当他得到了这个财富之后呢他就会被这个财富所迷惑然后他就会堕落。
You know, like I've seen devotees, somehow they inherit a lot of money. Some use it very nicely, some...You know, forget Krishna. Think, okay, now I can enjoy life.
那比如说，我就看到有些奉献者，他就继承了大笔的遗产。那有些奉献者呢，当然他很好的运用了他得到的这些钱财。但有些人就会觉得，我现在就可以好好的享受了，所以呢，他就堕落了。
Okay, so that's up to Krishna. He knows what's good for everybody.
所以说呢，这是取决于 Krishna， 因为他知道给 他知道每一个人给他什么是最好的安排。
And you know, if a devotee thinks, Krishna, please give me opulence, then I can preach. No, Krishna wants us to use whatever we have. He's given us exactly what we need. So Prabhupada had no opulence, but he preached.Prabhupada had no opulence, but he preached so enthusiastically. Anyway, he never complained to Krishna.
而且呢，当我们如果是想着 Krishna 给我一些财富吧，这样我就能传教，这样的想法其实是错的。因为 Krishna 他给了我们所需要的一切，而且呢，他是希望我们用我们现在手上已经有的东西来进行传教。那么，Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就。从来都没有抱怨过他的这个所处在的这种状态那他总是用他就是所拥有的这一切来进行着对 Krishna 的服务
Yudhishthira Maharaj had so much opulence and then it was all taken away all of a sudden he never complained
Yudhishthira Maharaj 呢他曾经 Yudhishthira Maharaj 他曾经有那么多的富裕但是突然之间呢他所有的这些富裕全部被拿走了但是他并没有抱怨他就拱手的把所有这一切都给了 Duryodhan
So the way he accepted that and the way he lived in spite of the difficulty is a great inspiration for millions of people from the time of, you know, ever since
所以说呢就是他的这种接受然后呢就他这种状态也不抱怨的这种状态就激励了很多人而且从古到现在一直都在激励着大家。
So that's a different kind of opulence.
那这是另外不同种类的富裕。
You know, the opulence of renunciation is a very high opulence.
气绝的富裕是非常的高阶的富裕。
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The next question from Smile. Mataji, 顶拜咕噜，我是新人，没有灵性力量去遵守昨天的艾卡达西，今天也没有遵守弥补，这是不是我在灵性上懒惰疏忽的表现呢？可以在明天遵守弥补吗？明天遵守艾卡达西，明天遵守艾卡达西，和在正日的时候遵守艾卡达西得到净化是一样的吗？This Mataji asked that firstly, please accept my humble obeisances to you. And she said that I am a newcomer, so I don't really have any spiritual powers, spiritual strengths to observe the Ekadasi of yesterday. And today, I also didn't observe it. So is this because my laziness and also my ignorance?So I cannot follow that. So is that okay for me to, you know, make it up tomorrow? But if I make up to observe the Ekadasi tomorrow, will I get the same purification as I did it in the right day?
Yeah.
可以的。
Yeah. I don't know what you mean by following it.
Basically, she's asking that if it's okay for her to observe the Ekadasi tomorrow, because she didn't do it yesterday, and she didn't do it for today. I think she's already, you know, maybe eat for today. So she's asking if it's okay for her to catch up tomorrow.
Yes.
就您明天可以补。
Okay.
明天可以补。And also she's asking that what is the reason for her don't have the strength to observe the Ekadasi yesterday? Is that because she was lazy and she was not, her negligence observing these days? She wants to know why she was not able to follow that. Observe that.
Due to conditioning.You know, she's never done it before.
还有呢，就是关于您昨天不能够遵守艾卡达西的这个原因呢，是由于您的这个条件限制所做的造成的。因为您之前也从来没有这么做过，所以不习惯。
So, I'm asking.What does she mean by following Ekadasi? Does she think that means like Nirjala Ekadasi? Or... Sometimes people have an idea that's way beyond our normal capacities.
Okay. 那 Guru 其实也想问您一个问题，就是您觉得遵守艾卡达西是怎样去遵守呢？因为我们有一个这个 Nirjala Ekadasi， 就是一个大艾卡达西。您是不是觉得守艾卡达西就应该像那么守呢？因为很多时候我们的理解，就我们对艾卡达西的理解，其实完全超出了我们的能力可以去承受的范围。
So that's what I'm asking. You know, what does she mean by following?
所以说呢，我就想问您，您觉得去遵守艾卡达西是什么意思
？Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
we shouldn't make that our habit, but we pray to Krishna, and you know, just not eating any grains, it's not very difficult. That's the basic
Ekadasi. 那我们应该向 Krishna 来祈祷。事实上，其实，在艾卡达西这一天，最基本的守就是不吃谷物就好了。就如果我们要是不吃谷物，这就已经意味着我们是在守艾卡达西了。但是不吃谷物这件事情并不是那么难。
But you know, if we're so used to eating only rice, sometimes we just forget.
但还有另外一种情况。
Don't worry about it. Just carry on.
还有呢，就是有的时候，因为我们太习惯吃米饭、吃谷物，所以说呢，到阿克达西这一天呢，我们就把这件事给忘了。但是无论如何呢，我们不要过于的纠结这件事情，我们只是继续的去做我们应该做的事情就好了。All
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Maharaj. The next one from 喜宝 Mataji。 顶拜孤鲁和老师们刚才孤鲁提到了要更多的向Krishna祈祷，请问如果我一直都处于乞讨的状态，那怎么样才能培养出满足Krishna的奉爱品质呢？我怎么知道他想要什么呢？感恩您。Mataji asked, please accept my humble obeisances to you and also to all the devotees. Just now you said that we need to pray more to Lord Krishna. So my question is that if I am always in the situation of praying, how to cultivate the qualities which can satisfy Lord Krishna? Because how do I know what he really wants? Maharaj, you got that?
Yeah, you hear from the guru or from senior devotees. He wants us to be humble. He wants us to chant the holy name. So try to chant more. Try to read the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna likes that.
那么就是首先呢，我们要更多的从 Krishna 从我们的 guru 那里去聆听。那么 Krishna 呢，他希望我们能够念诵。 所以呢，我们就应该更多的去念诵，然后更多的去阅读《博伽梵歌》，这都是 Krishna 喜欢我们做的事情。All
right.
Yeah. Next question from Smile Maji again. 顶拜孤鲁，非奉献者、奉献者能力相当，都非常的努力，在面临非常重要的应聘考试时。 非奉献者还吃牛肉，结果却幸运的通过了。奉献者考试之前一直在念诵圣名，苦行，并向 Krishna 祈祷，结果却失败了，这动摇了 Krishna 奉献者的信心。请问如何理解 Krishna 的安排呢 ？Krishna 想要奉献者通过失败培养更多的好的品质吗？ Interesting question. Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. There is a devotee and a non-devotee. They have a similarity in competition about the job. Both of them put a lot of endeavoring, and also both of them go to attend a very important job interview. The non-devotee took beef before joining this job interview. However, he is very fortunate to pass that interview. But the devotee before the job interview, he or she, you know, chanting the holy name all the time and do some austerities and also pray to the Lord all the time. But the result is that he is failed. He or she is failed. So this actually shaped the faith of the devotee. So my question is that how to understand the arrangement from Lord for this? Lord Krishna want to teach what kind of things to the devotees through this type of failure experience?
Well, we never know.
我们不得而，我们无法去知道。
If we're just praying to Krishna, let me get a better job. What do you want? Why do you want a better job? You know, it may not be the best thing for our spiritual life, so Krishna didn't give it.
因为我们像菩萨祈祷。
Maybe something much better is coming around the corner. We don't know. We can't say exactly.
那我们其实并不知道菩萨的安排到底是什么。那比如说我们向菩萨祈祷着能够给我一个好的，能够给我一个工作，或者把这个工作给我。但是也许菩萨认为这个工作它并不适合我们的奉爱生活。所以说呢，菩萨他就不会把这个工作给我们。他会觉得你可能去躲到另外一个角落里面可能更好，所以说我们没有办法去知道 Krishna 的安排到底是什么。
Okay, so we don't know what's good for us. So, you know, if we're just praying to Krishna for some material thing and we don't get it, that's why many people they don't believe in God because they're not asking to serve God. They're just asking God, please serve me. Please give me what I want. But he knows what's best for us.
那所以呢，我们并不知道 Krishna 他会给我们怎么样的安排，什么对我们是更好的。那如果我们要是只是向 Krishna 去祈祷，去得到一个物质上的一个工作，或者给我们一些物质上的更好的安排的话，那这就跟很多人一样了。那很多人他都会祈祷着。神呐、啊，给我一些这样或那样好的事物。那么这个其实也就意味着我们并不是在想着要去服务主，而是想着要让主来服务我们。
And there's also a karma factor, so many different things, you know.
而且还有呢，就是这里面有很多的这个业报的因素在影响着，有很多各种各样的事情都在影响着。
Okay.
Yeah, and also she's asking, through this type of arrangement, what kind of quality Lord Krishna want us to be developed from it, from this type of experience?
Humility is what Krishna wants. He doesn't need any kind of other kind of opulence. He wants us to be humble.
那 Krishna 他通过这样的事情，希望我们培养出来的是谦卑的品质。那他觉得我们其实不需要其他更多的富裕了，但是我们需要要有这样的谦卑的品质，要谦卑下来。The next question, The next question from Rajendra Prabhu, 灵修需要容忍，容忍痛苦和被打扰，甚至要容忍快乐和被赞美。这需要力量。这容忍的力量来自哪里呢？从哪里获得？ Rajendra Prabhu asked that, for the spiritual practice, we really require to be tolerance. And we need to tolerate the pain, tolerate to be disturbed, and also we need to tolerate in the situation of happiness and also to be praised. So all of this needs some strength.But where do we obtain the power or the strength for tolerance? Where, how to get that?
From chanting Hare Krishna.
从念诵 Hare Krishna. 从念诵 Hare Krishna.
That's where everything comes from.
因为呢，这个念诵 Hare Krishna 是万缘之源。
From being busy in devotional service.
还有呢，就是忙着让自己去从事奉爱服务。
And also, you know, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, because Prabhupada is pure devotee, he's got all good qualities. By associating with him, we get these same qualities.
还有呢，就是阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍，因为Srila Prabhupada呢，他是一位纯粹的奉献者，他拥有所有的这些优秀的品质。所以呢，通过阅读他的这个书籍，使得我们跟他就有了联谊，然后我们也能够得到他的这些好的品质。
So we need to tolerate our own, you know, weaknesses also.
所以呢，我们也需要去容忍我们自己的弱点。
But not to think, well, it's okay that I'm no good, that I'm lazy, but.
就不要觉得
Krishna says, you know, the best thing is to tolerate. But tolerate doesn't mean, you know, tolerate means we push on anyway.
Okay.
But
怎样的一种状态下，我们都应该继续的前行，都应该继续的让自己被推动着去前行，这样叫容忍。
So if we hear about devotees, we hear about the great devotees, they tolerated so much, Buddha, Jesus, everybody, all our acharyas, you know, many difficulties, we get inspired also.
而且呢，当我们听到这些伟大的奉献者，就是这些伟大的人物，比如说耶稣啊，或者是佛陀呀，或者这些伟大的阿查拉们，当他们我们在读他们的这些容忍的这些故事的时候，我们也会受到启发，受到鼓励。
And when reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we can learn the value of, you know, really surrendering to Krishna. So just like if someone has a job, so in order to work in a job, in a company, one has to tolerate so many things. But because they want the money, they tolerate.
而且呢，当我们在阅读沙巴巴的书籍的时候呢，我们也知道就是我们去容忍的价值在哪里。那比如说有一个人他得到了一个工作，但是他为了要保住这个饭碗呢，他是需要去容忍很多的事情的，他必须得忍。为什么呢？因为他需要这个工作给他钱，他通过这个忍就能够得到钱。
So they keep working anyway because they want the money. So a devotee, if we know we want Krishna, we want to surrender, we want to please the guru, we tolerate and keep trying. If we don't know, if we think I want sense gratification, I want everyone to love me,I want a better job and Krishna's not giving it to me, then, you know, Krishna won't help you then. Because you're not trying to serve him.
所以说呢就是当人他为了要保住这个饭碗，他怎么他都得忍着。那么作为我们奉献者，如果我们要是知道我们要取悦 Krishna, 要取悦我们的 Guru, 所以说呢要继续做这些事情，那我们就能够忍着。但如果我们要是只是想跟 Krishna 去想要一个好的工作，只是想要用这样的方式然后可以去满足自己，那么如果这样的一个状态的话，那 Krishna 就不会帮我们了。因为 Krishna 他其实还是希望我们能够服务他。
OK
yeahYeah, the next question from one of the devotees from YY. 因为不被奉献服务吸引，所以我才得了忧郁症。可是我仍然没有被奉献服务吸引，怎么办呢？ Well, this devotee said that because I am not attracted by the devotional service, so I got the depression. However, with the situation of depression, I'm still not be attracted by the devotional service. So what to do?
Well, you must be a little bit attracted because you're attending this class.
您可能还是至少被这个奉爱服务有那么一点吸引，否则的话您就不会来参加今日这期，不会听今天这节课了。
So, this is, even Rupa Goswami prays like that, I have no attraction for Krishna or even for the process of trying to get Krishna, but please Krishna help me. That's humility.
那是即便是说说了 Rupa Goswami 也是这样的去祈祷，他说呢，我完全不被 Krishna 所吸引，我也不被这奉爱服务的程序所吸引，所以呢，请你能够帮助我，能够被吸引。但这个表现出来的是他的谦卑。
All right, so that's good to be humble.
对呢，谦卑是很好的。
Because then we'll be in, if I think I'm a great devotee, I love everything, then we may not practice. We may think I have everything already. But if we're in a humble state of mind, we'll be trying to do better all the time.
因为如果我要是觉得我是一位伟大的奉献者，然后我爱做我所有的东西我都挺喜欢的，我都挺爱的话，那这样的话我们可能就会处在一种比较骄傲的状态下，然后呢我们就不会再去做任何其他的事情了。但是如果我们要是让自己很谦卑的觉得自己还不行还不好，那么可能就会更好的去培养。去想要各种各样的东西，想要这一切。
All right, so that's good.
So,
I have no attraction either, but I just somehow Krishna's mercy, I keep chanting.
那么所以顾主说呢，您这种状态其实还挺好的。因为我对 Krishna 其实也没有任何的被吸引，但是我依然呢还是。在有 Krishna 的仁慈之下，无论如何，我现在还依然还在唱诵，还在念诵。
And like Lord Chaitanya said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, Love Amadra, Sadhu Sangha. That the best thing is association of the devotees.
那么就像说Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所说的。最好的需要做的事情呢，是和奉献者之间的联谊。
From the association of devotees, we have to look for devotees who have enthusiasm, devotees who have a taste, serve them or associate with them, and we'll get it.
还有呢，就是我们需要和。而且还有另外一个呢，就是我们需要和那些就是充满了热情的优秀的奉献者去联谊。那这样呢，我们也会被他们所感染，我们也会得到他们的这种品质。所以说，联谊也是非常重要的，联谊是一切。The next question from the next question from Hare Krishna.She's asking 顶拜咕噜艾卡达西不小心使用了香油，也就是用芝麻油，是破戒吗？She's asking in the Ekadasi day, what about the sesame oil? If using the sesame oil means that has broken the day, right?
Yes and no,
是也不是。
You understand?
Yeah, well, I could you say more?
Yeah, better, you know, better we avoid it, but it's not that common in China, sesame oil.
No, sesame oil is very common in China.
Oh, really? Whenever I asked for it, they only got me a little tiny bottle.
Yeah, because the sesame oil is always contained in the small bottle. You know, that is a way to be packed. But the sesame oil is very popular in China.
What do they use it for?
A lot of things. Cooking and that is like, is always like, many people when they're cooking, they like to add that as a flavor, like a last touch.
Just a little add, yeah.
Yeah, just a little.
Because in India, it comes in 1 liter bottles.
Okay. But they have two different ways to process the sesame oil. One is, you know, in the grinding, cooling way, and the other one is like refine it. So there were two types of sesame oil here. One is for cooking, the other one is used for last touch.
Well, like I said, better we don't use it, but it don't, you know, don't worry so much that you did something sinful out of habit. It's not exactly eating greens, you know. You know, there's different ways. Some people are very, very fanatic about Ekadasi. South Indian Brahmins or something, any spice, anything they call a seed and a grain, and you know, Prabhupada was quite liberal.
马尔刚才说的意思呢，就是说这芝麻油，他刚才他本来他以为这芝麻油在咱们中国其实不是特别的普遍，然后我刚才稍微的解释了一下，我说芝麻油、香油在咱们中国其实还是挺普遍的，总是而且呢，很多在做饭的时候，在最后的时候可能会加入这个香油，然后给这最后的这个味道。而且香油和芝麻油它有两种，一种是冷榨的，另外一种是香现磨的。但是马尔说呢，他说这个香其实用香油或者芝麻油并不像是就吃了五谷一样，如果咱们要是能避免呢就最好避免，但是如果要是用了的话呢也不要太过于对这件事情而纠结。当然在这个南印度有一些就是很极端的一些婆罗门，他们是会非常的小心用所有的这些香料的种子呀什么的，他会很小心。但是舍勒帕帕呢，他相对会比较的更宽泛一些，它并不是那么的严格，但我们尽量避免。Yes, Marge, just now just explain the composition.
I don't know if sesame seeds are counted as a grain for sure. There's some ekadasi, which is Satil ekadasi, where they make things with sesame seeds.
Okay. 而且呢，我也不知道，就是这个芝麻它是不是。
Some seeds are called grains, but I'm not sure which is which. And, you know, but
yeah,
rice,
yeah.
You know, wheat, all those things, those are grains.
Yeah. 而且呢，我也不知道这个芝麻它是不是就被列为谷物之列。而且有的时候有一些埃卡达西，它专门是要用芝麻来做这个食物的。所以说呢，就是在这个种子里面有一些种子被认为是要戒掉的谷物，比如说像。米呀，像面呐，这些是一定要戒掉的，但是像芝麻就不一定。So the next question,
right?
Yeah, next question.
All right.
Yeah, there were two more. Next one is from 陈志亮跑步 and he is asking, 因为不被奉献者信，所以才得到了永生。Okay, no. This question has already been answered. This is about the depression. Okay, the next one is. Sangeet Bani Kauri Mataji. 对不起，阿妈姐，我这名字读的不顺。顶拜咕噜，如何去理解对自己缺点不好也需要容忍 ？Maharaj, my question is that how to understand to tolerate my own weakness?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
You know, someone else may, you know, that's just a judgment. What is weakness, you know? So, if it's just, you know, we just pray to Krishna, help me and let me use whatever I have in your service.
那其实这个首先实际上是一个对自己的一个评判，就是到底什么是缺点呢？那我们无论如何呢，是应该向 Krishna 去祈祷，对 Krishna 祈祷说呢，无论我有什么，都让我把我所拥有的这一切用作对 Krishna 的服务。
Everybody has strengths and weaknesses.
那因为每个人都有。每个人都有自己的优点和缺点，那么这优点和缺点呢，都可以用作对 Krishna 的服务。
Both can be utilized in Krishna's service.
那么这两种都可以用作对 Krishna 的服务中。
All right.
Yeah.
Some very good questions today. Sorry, I get a little impatient.
Marge, there is one more question. Do you have time to answer that? Or
yes.
Oh, okay, the one more question is from Namrata Mataji. She's asking, actually, there are four types of people will come into Krishna consciousness, and one of them is one who pursuing the wealth. The Namrata Mataji 说不有四种人可以进入 Krishna 知觉，其中有是追求财富的人 ，so she's asking if it's true that is the people who ever pursuing the wellness will enter in the Krishna consciousness.
No, the Bhagavad Gita doesn't say they will become Krishna conscious.
Okay. 在佛家梵歌里面并没有说就这些追求财富的人他们最后就会变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
The Bhagavad Gita says there are four kinds of people who will come to me. That means they will pray. They may go to the temple, they may go to the church, they may go to the mosque. I want money. God help me. It doesn't mean it's not exactly Krishna consciousness, although they're aware that there's something more powerful, something to help them.
Okay.
But then it also says when they get the money, they forget.
Okay.在佛家梵歌里面就说呢，有四种人会来接近我。那其中有一种人呢是求财的人，那也就意味着呢，他们是会来到庙里啊，然后或者是来到清真寺啊，或者到教堂里面去进行祈祷。但那祈祷的内容呢是想求财，但是等他得到了这个财富之后呢，他就把我给忘了。所以呢，并不是说这样的人他会接近我，但是呢，他不会变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
So that's why.So many so-called religious teachers and preachers say, you will get money. You come to my church. You come to my temple. You'll get the blessing. I'll help you get money. If you're sick, I'll help you get healthy. That's not pure Krishna consciousness, but it's something. At least the pious people will pray to God. The impious people will go out and steal the money, kill somebody.
但是有些人所以有的这个庙啊或者是教堂啊或者是这些这个灵性的团体他就会说你到我这儿来然后呢我就会帮你满足你所想要的这个愿望比如说我想给你健康或者是给你财富但是这也是所以这不是纯粹的Krishna 知觉但这也是某种这可以帮助人去从事一些虔诚的活动。Yeah, Marge. So that's everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your tolerance to translate over.
Thank you.
We need to make a list of these questions. We need to keep a list of all these questions and then answers, you know, and publish it for all the devotees because we get the same questions again and again and they're important. You know, but there's always new people.
Yeah, Mar 说呢，就是我们应该把所有的这些问题给记录下来，然后呢，把所有的回答呢也都记录下来，然后这样呢就能够之后它编成一本册子，然后呢提供给奉献者看，因为所有的这些问题呢都是非常重要的问题，但是呢我们又是一些重复的问题，而且又总是有新的奉献者，有新人在听，所以说呢，如果能够把他们给很好的收录下来，然后呢。给大家看是非常好的。
So, at one time, Achintya Shakti picked out 10 questions that were coming more than others, and we made a video. I don't know whatever happened to it, where I gave answers.
Okay, then I will check with her. Well, I mean, we can follow up with her and ask her what's going on with that.
Yeah, she probably sent it out to my disciples, I don't know.
那么 Maharaj 有一位门徒 Achintya Shakti Maharaj 呢，他曾经就做过一个关于十大问题的一个录影，一个就是一个影片。但是后来不知道这个影片现在是什么样的一个状况，也许可能是在 Guru 的门徒里面在进行着传播，所以我们之后呢会问一问是怎么回事。
Okay, 谢谢。
Yes, Maharaj. 谢谢。
So yo, wrong yo, gui, you, ju. Let me see if I get it right. So yo, wrong yo, gui, you, ju, day, Hong Sha Jie.
Jai Maharaj, very nice.
That's the whole thing. I was putting another two. All right. So, yo, rong, yao, gui, 要有主的奉献者，所有荣耀归有主的奉献者。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, 所有的荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者，所有荣耀都归于您。All glories to you, all glories to the devotees.
Gauranga.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Oh, glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Picture looks better, a professional photographer, you know. Hare Bo.
Yeah, Hare Bo. 百坤的知音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的讲课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感恩Srila Kavichandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的这么好的问题的耐心的解答，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大谢谢安然妈妈及谢谢萨提妈妈为我们安排的这么好的平台。那祝奉献者们在非常美妙的 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个快乐的周五。深深的礼拜大家 Hare Krishna。